Somebody expecting a miracle tonight? Praise the Lord. The Lord has been visiting us from the very first day. And all through the days, it's been awesome. Both here at the Alpha location and different parts of the world. Now, today, I come to you. There's you in the plural. There's you in the singular. You. I mean you. And the Lord will perform wonders in your personal life today in Jesus' name. Testimonies have been coming in. Your own testimony now will come in. Where are you? Father, we thank you and bless your name. Great, mighty God. We're asking, Lord, you show your almightiness even in every life here at the Alpha location and everywhere where your people by faith are connecting right now. Bless everyone. Bless my brother there. Bless my sister there. Bless the newcomer there in Jesus' name. It is done. We shall see with our eyes. We shall hear with our ears. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to 1 John chapter 3. In 1 John chapter 3, we're looking at verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. Actually, the transgressor is a lawbreaker. And the first transgressor, his name is Satan, the devil, lawbreaker. And lawbreakers don't have any favor with any king, any emperor, any president. And Satan, at the number one lawbreaker, does not have access to God that we have to God. Christ has borne all our own sin as human beings, but Christ did not bear the sin, the transgression of Satan. So, as we can be reconciled with God, Satan cannot be reconciled with God. And the evil angels that followed after Satan, multitudes of them, they are all condemned because they transgressed the word of God. And we have a greater position, a greater authority than all the lawbreakers from the time or before the time of Adam until this time. And that's why, as we come, we want to distinguish ourselves. When the police catches a man or a woman and you are standing nearby and they want to catch you, you shout, "I am not one of them." Are you one of them? No. You have to distinguish and differentiate yourself. And if you have been a lawbreaker before, you run to Christ. He forgives you. He changes your life. And so when they're looking for lawbreakers and criminals and they want to take you, take them, not me. I am free. Somebody there, I am free. Then he said, for sin is the transgression of the law. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, and ye know that he, Christ, was manifested to take away our sins. The word our there means the humans, not Satan, not angel. God has no pity for Satan, for the devil, for demons, but for us who are human beings, God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, not for Satan's redemption, no way. Not for demons' redemption, no way. But that whosoever of the people of the world, of you, of me, any of us, believeth in him, will not perish, but have, tell me, you have everlasting life. But you must distinguish yourself. You are not of Satan. You are not remain of Satan. You are not follow demons. So that when the judgment of God catches them, you'll say, I'm not one of them. Say that now. And then it says, he came to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. In him is no sin. Can I show you three groups? Group one, group two, group three. Group one, only one person in group one, Christ, Savior, Jesus. He came to this world, and from the first moment, the first minute, the first day to the last day, there was no sin in him. Second group. In the second group, we have human beings. Here we have David. Here we have Solomon. Here we have Isaiah. Here we have all the people that ever lived. Here we have the Jews and the Gentiles. In us, there were sins, but there were sins that were erasable, sins that could be blotted out, sins that could be taken away. Second group, you are in that group. It will take your sins away. You're not in the first group. You cannot say, I am Christ, I never sinned. You cannot say, I've never told a lie, I've never stolen, I've never done anything wrong. There's only one person in that group. In the second group, yes, we had sins, but we have sins that are forgivable. That's the difference. There's sin forgivable. There's sin that can be taken away. You are in that second group. And tonight, you will experience the forgiveness of God. Amen. You must let me know I'm in Akwa Ibom and give me Akwa Ibom. Amen. Now, there is group three. And group three has sin unforgivable. But why? Because Satan was not tempted by anybody. There was no sin. Everywhere was clear and clean. Everywhere was pure and holy. And this created cherub, angel, just brought it out. Something that never existed. Now, in the second group, human beings, well, were tempted. And because we were tempted, we didn't have strength, we yielded. Your sin is forgivable. But this third group, now look at him, miserable personality. No temptation, yet he sinned. And not only that, he made a third of the angels who come to his side and rebel against God. He has committed the unforgivable, the unpardonable, the kind of sin that cannot be erased. And after that, he went to the Garden of Eden. After he had done all he did, and he was cast out, and the very prince and the very height of God's creation went to Eve and said, "What are you eating? We eat this. Why don't you eat this?" No, God said, "We shouldn't eat. And if we eat it, we'll die." Ah, you are like that. You will not die. And convinced her. And she took of the forbidden fruit. And spiritual death, separation between her and God took place. And she was waiting. The husband, Adam, came back. And Adam, talked to his wife. And the wife said, "You need to eat, take something." What's that? The forbidden for God say, "We should not. Taking it, you must be like I am." And so he took it, and God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. So, because of what Satan has done, his sin, his transgression, unpardonable, unforgivable. Now, you are in group two. Say, "I am in group two." But, don't move to group three. Because once you move there, forever. Turn and turn to the Lord, the one that has no sin. The one that came to die for you. And you lean towards him. "I cannot save myself." You will save me. And the moment you believe, you're believing tonight.
Amen.
Tonight I believe.
Tonight.
Say it aloud.
Believe.
You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Come." You're not coming from group three, you're coming from group two, the world of sinners. And you believe in him, and he will forgive you. He will save you. And every work of the devil, you know, there's no sickness in heaven. It's Satan that brought it down here. There's no oppression in heaven. It's Satan that brought it here. Before he came to the Garden of Eden, there was no sickness there. There was no suffering there. There's no hospital there. There was no prison there. Satan brought it. But tonight, the Lord will take the works of the devil away from your life. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, it says, "He that committed sin is of the devil." I will not be of the devil. "For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." You lost a good amen there. Tonight, we come to celebrate the ministry of Christ, the work of Christ, destroying the devil's works, in the plural, all the works of the devil. Like we gathered those kind of sticks and all that, and we go to burn them up, every work of the devil in your body. Say good amen.
Amen.
Every work of the devil in your brain. Every work of the devil in your life. We gather them together tonight. We burn them off in Jesus' name. Destroying the devil's works through the anointing. Look at that. Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He never did evil. Doing good. He saves, doing good. He forgives, doing good. He loves, doing good. He heals, doing good. He delivers, doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And he'll do it tonight. Where? Where? For who?
For me.
For me.
For
you.
For me.
I rejoice with you. You are saved tonight. Sin, sinfulness is the work of the devil. And sickness, infirmity, the work of the devil. And all those things that cause pain, that we cry about. Now, when Christ comes to you, he drives away your tears. It's Satan that brings tears. But tonight, your tears are wiped away. Three things we're looking at. Number one, declaring the wonders of deliverance. Number two is departing from the works of darkness. Number three is deciding for the word of the deliverer. Look at number one. Number one, we are declaring the wonders of the deliverance. Christ came, and Christ came to deliver. And we saw him in Matthew. We've seen him in Mark. We've seen him in Luke. We've seen him in John. And everywhere he went, he destroyed the works of the devil. And when you come to Acts, he went to heaven and looking down on all those apostles and disciples, he aided them, helped them, and the works of the devil was being destroyed. And you come to Romans, you come to 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, you can see his footprints, and he's still destroying the works of the devil. You come to Revelation and you find that this is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and his wonders continue till the end of time. And we come to declare tonight the wonders of deliverance. And this wonder of deliverance will happen in your life.
Amen.
Look at Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that he through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now the devil, he knows some things, but he does not know all things. And when somebody knows something that doesn't matter, something temporary, but the thing that is heavy and weighty, high, big, he doesn't know that the devil. Now, there was the word the Lord had given that he, the Almighty God, will put enmity between him, the devil, and the woman. And that the seed of that woman, that is somebody born of a virgin, will come and destroy him and crush him. But that he, the seed of the serpent, Satan, he'll crush him in his heel. Now that had been settled in heaven. And if when that happens, the devil will be crushed in the head completely, the Lord will knock him off, he will destroy him. But Satan did not have the understanding, the intelligence. But Jesus knew that he was going to the cross, and he was so happy that what the devil had done all these many years, when Christ comes to the cross, he will crush the devil, he will destroy all the works of the devil. And so Satan, in his ignorance, was pushing and pushing and pushing the cross, the cross, the cross. He didn't know. You know, when somebody is ignorant of that essential thing, that this is not for the death of Jesus, that one is temporary. On the third day, it will rise again. This is for the permanent destruction of the devil. But he didn't know. And so when Christ was nailed to the cross, you know, he was happy and he was tapping with all his demons. We did it. We did it. Ignorant devil, he caused his own destruction. And in your life tonight, when you come to the side of Christ and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are taken away from the hand of Satan. Because it says that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, it says, and deliver them. I'm one of them. And deliver them. You are there tonight. You are delivered. Any work of the devil in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind, tonight, you are delivered in Jesus' name. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. No more bondage. I said no more bondage. No more affliction. Even the punishment of the sins you committed. And you know, I did this, I did that, I did that. Even the punishment of the sins you committed, they are taken away by Christ tonight. The devil is a loser. And tonight, the devil has lost you. All the rope, all the chain that he used, and he tied you to his evil bondage, that chain is broken. That cord is cut off. You're free. And when the time comes to demonstrate the freedom, that you leave Satan in group three and you come even out of group two and you move on to Christ and say, here am I, you died for me, you took my sins away, and now I come for the reality, he will save you. He'll forgive you. Look at number two. Point number two, I'm looking at departing from the works of darkness. Departing from the works of darkness. You are the one to make up your mind and to leave that place where you are, and to leave all the sins you've been committing, and to say, I leave that place never to go back there anymore. And the Lord will forgive you. The Lord will set you free. Right now, the Lord is waiting because he knows you are coming. And you'll find him waiting for you to forgive you, to cleanse you, to change your life completely. Say amen. Romans chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep, and for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, there's initial salvation which takes place today. There is the ultimate final salvation when we're taken away from the realm of corruption, the realm of the world, and the house of darkness. And then we go. That final salvation is very near. And the Lord is calling, enter into the ark of salvation, because the ark is about to move. Enter into the sanctuary of salvation, because the sanctuary, the church glorified, is about to be taken away to heaven. And so, and only those who have the initial salvation, only those who have the present salvation, those are the people who are in the ark, who are in the sanctuary, who are in the glorious church that will be taken away. And it says, because now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. So wake up and say, I will not waste time anymore. I come out of darkness. I come out of sin. I come out of evil. And I come to Christ, the light of the world. No other light. There's no other light in any other place. Spiritual light, supernatural light, gospel light. He is the light of the world. And you depart out of darkness and from the works of darkness, and you come. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, the night is far spent, and we've slept long enough. The day is at hand. That is the final day when the Lord will come and take his people home. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, it tells us, it says, let us walk. Let us walk honestly. Satan is dishonest. Came to Eve. He knew that if Adam and Eve did that forbidden thing, he has a record, he himself did the forbidden thing and was cast out of heaven. And he was jealous, and he wanted Adam and Eve to lose what he didn't have. Now God took Adam and Eve as favorites. God took Adam and Eve as his own, created in God's likeness, having God's image. And God provided everything to make life comfortable for Adam and Eve. And Satan was jealous of that. He didn't come to Adam and Eve and say, you know, I'm jealous of you. I want to tell you about myself. I once held a great high position in heaven. And heaven, it was a special place, like this Garden of Eden. No, he didn't tell them that. And he didn't say, but you know, I foolishly rebelled and I'm cast out. And where you are now, I wish I could be there. He didn't say that. In his jealousy and envy, he was dishonest and said, oh, you will not die. And that dishonesty has passed to many people on earth. But as you come out of the darkness, then you now live honestly, as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, and not in wantonness. All that belongs to the group, second group, that are still under the dominion of Satan. But it says, not in strife, not in envying. And as you come, you are wise. A wise man is the one that sees this place is evil. This is darkness. This will cause being ejected from the peaceful place, the pleasant place that God has created for me. And he's wise and he comes out. Wise man, welcome. Wise woman, welcome. And as you demonstrate that wisdom and you come out of the works of darkness and you come into the light, praise the Lord, welcome to the salvation of God. Praise the Lord, welcome to the peace of God. Welcome to all the abundance that God has now provided for you, for me, for us. You depart from the works of darkness. Say yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I depart. Say, I come to Christ. Look at point number three here. Number three is deciding for the word of the deliverer. Deciding. That word is very important. You decide for those who have decided already. I have decided to follow Christ, no turning back, no turning back. For those who are deciding right now, I am deciding to follow Christ, no turning back, no turning back. Though friends forsake me, we have many friends, many friends. Some of our friends are intelligent. Some of our friends are not very intelligent. An intelligent friend will say, I see that you are happy now. I see that you are joyful now. I see that you are so satisfied now. And the need I used to see in your life, I see that no more. Intelligent friend, what did you do? Where did you go? How did you get this? And you tell him, you tell her, I gave my life to Christ and I became born again. I became totally transformed. Show me how to do that. Okay, kneel down and say after me, oh Lord. He says, oh Lord, I know I'm a sinner. He says, I know I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Forgive me like you forgave my friend. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, that is an intelligent friend. And you go along with them, but there are unintelligent, unwise friends. And those are the ones that will say, you have joy without alcohol. You have peace without stealing somebody's material. And you have satisfaction without going into somebody's daughter, somebody's wife. They are unintelligent. They say, okay, if that's the way you have your joy, they're going to remain the way they were. So you make up your mind, I'm deciding to follow Christ. No turning back. No turning back. Though my unintelligent friends forsake me, still I will follow. And then you follow, there will be blessing for you. Heavens will open for you. The goodness of God will be lavished upon your life in Jesus' name. You have decided to follow yourself, following, you are deciding now, I'm deciding to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me and the cross before me, yet I will follow. Those are the people, and the blessings of God will never cease in your life. Deciding for the word of the deliverer. We're told in Deuteronomy chapter 30, reading from verse 19. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. He'll not choose for you. You have to make up your mind. You see, the blessings you are going to have, you are going to return to those days of Eden, and you are going to have paradise at last, and you are going to have life and have it more abundantly. And so make your choice. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. But thou and thy seed may live. Now, when a father chooses life, it becomes easier for the children to also say, Daddy has chosen life, I choose life too. When a mother chooses life, and the daughter, the son will say, I know my mom, she's intelligent, she's wise, and if she has chosen life, I too, I will follow. You know how sometimes difficult it is when daddy and mommy have not chosen life, and they choose the way of death, the way of darkness, and they choose the way of sin. And then the child, still under the authority, chooses the way of life, different from what they are following. They frown at that child. But you make it easier for your son, for your daughter, when you follow the way of life. And then so that both thou and thy seed may live. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it says, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice. That's the evidence you have chosen the way of life. That now I love the Lord. Now I belong to the Lord. That's the evidence when you love the Lord and you obey him, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land. It says, which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. When you choose the Lord and you come to the Lord, and the Lord brought in Abraham, and he brought him into fellowship, and he said, Abraham, the friend of God, and you're coming now, the Lord will treat you like he treated Abraham. You didn't hear that one. He'll protect you. He'll protect your life. Amen. Protect your property. Amen. And if any Abimelech takes what belongs to you, and you have no power to defend yourself, God will settle that with Abimelech. And will release what belongs to you. And he says, I'm the God of Abraham. And then he will mention your name. I'm the God of, tell me the name. You've forgotten your name. I am the God of And then he says, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of, tell me again, I'm the God of Jacob. Tell me again, the God of. And when you have that close, intimate relationship with the Lord, tell me, what can disturb you in life? And what can hinder your progress in life? But you have to choose. I choose life. I choose Christ. I choose salvation. I choose redemption. He said, choose. And once you choose, you have life, and you have that life forever in Jesus' name. Psalm 119. I'm reading from verse 30. Psalm 119. And we're looking at verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth. You know, this man, a king, he said, my royalty will not protect me from all these Philistines if I don't make the right choice. There are things in life that no matter your academic qualification, no matter your human exaltation, no matter the certificates you carry about, do you think that Satan or demons recognize degree? No. Doctorate degree? No. Position? No. But when you choose Christ and you choose life, and heaven says you belong to the Father, they are mine, he'll protect you. He'll be watching over you like a precious commodity, and no evil will touch you anymore. That's why David the king was so happy. I made one good choice in my life. The choice you make tonight, the decision that you make tonight, will be the greatest decision of your life. I have chosen the way of truth. The judgments have I laid before me. Now, the time for action has now come. The time for decision has now come. I'm talking to wise people. Are they there? I'm talking to intelligent people. Are they there? You know, the unintelligent and the unwise are the people that see good and they pick evil. The unintelligent, the unwise are the people that hear of the decision that will turn their lives around and bring all the blessings that Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden and bring the abundance of the Lord, deliverance, dominion, and healing and health and every good thing. The unintelligent people are the people that keep on sleeping and they don't make the righteous. But the wise that I'm talking to tonight, say, I am wise. I confirm that in Jesus' name. I'm so happy I'm not wasting my time in the midst of unwise people who will see good and not follow, who will hear the voice of Christ and not give any attention. But as happy I am that I come to the people who are making a wise choice tonight, an intelligent, wise choice tonight, and they say, yes, Lord, I am here. Now I belong to the Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, my Savior. I surrender all. I leave the past. I leave the darkness. I leave the group and the gang I used to belong to. And I now come to Christ. Praise the Lord. The joy of your life will start tonight in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're making that choice now. You choose life. You choose Christ. You choose forgiveness. You choose redemption. and you choose the favor and the love of God for you, you say, Lord, I quit darkness. I depart from darkness. I leave darkness. I come to you. Wherever you are, just raise that hand, blessed hand. Wherever you are, you raise the hand and you'll say, I come out of my past sinful life and I come into the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of light, and the kingdom of abundant provision. Raise up that hand. Don't waste time. The wise act intelligently and say, yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Look at your life. Maybe you were saved before long, long ago. But you were deceived by that dishonest messenger of Satan. And you went back from the Lord. Now, here comes the call again. And you can make the wise choice now. When the prodigal son came to himself, he realized, I took a wrong step. Now, I'm going to make a wise, intelligent decision. I will arise and go to my father. Rise and come, rise and come, backslider. The Lord will forgive you. The Lord will cleanse you. Change your life completely for the better. Make your choice. I've decided to follow Christ. I'm deciding to follow Christ. You raise up that hand. As you raise up the hand, you stand up. Stand like an intelligent person that chooses the right way. Stand like a wise man, wise woman, old, young, but you are wise and intelligent. You rise and you say, I make my choice. I come. I come to the Lord. You raise up your hand and you stand up. As you stand up, talk to the Lord there and say, Lord, I heard your word. I saw the choice you laid before me. And now I come. I come out of darkness, telling. I come out of my sin, telling. I come out of wickedness, telling. I come out of evil, telling him, and telling him, no man will hinder me. No woman will stop me. I've made up my mind. I've decided to follow Christ. I've chosen to follow Christ. No turning back. No turning back. He'll give you the grace. Tell him, I believe. You call me into your love. You not drive me away. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been waiting long time to forgive me. Now I come. Thank you, Lord. I am forgiven. Set me free. You've been waiting for me for a long time to set me free. Now I come. Keep on standing. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your declaration. You do not have any pleasure in seeing any of us die or be separated from you. And you called us, everyone. You said, come out of darkness into the light, and we have come. Lord, I pray, receive everyone who has come believing in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give them the assurance that their sins are forgiven. Give them the peace of mind. No more judgment, but the love of God has now counted them as sons and daughters in the kingdom of God. And the grace to live in this new life, you grant to every one of them in Jesus' name. Thank God, thank you, Lord. They are saved. I am saved. I am forgiven. My choice has been recognized in heaven. Say that. My choice is recognized in heaven. Salvation is mine. Well, thank you, Lord, because we know it is confirmed. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep on studying. Our counselors are there. And our officiating minister tonight will come and lead us this time. And after this, I'll come back and the healing of the Lord will be there for you.
Congratulations, you are saved. Congratulations for your decision, wise decision. Now, the counselors are very close to you. They will give you a sleep to feel. I want you all to seal up your decisions by registering that you are now a child of God. Fill that sleep correctly, preferably in capital letters, and describe where you live and how we can contact you. We are doing this to help you. We are doing this one to really show love to you. And also give us your telephone numbers and make sure they are correctly written in 11 digits. So please quickly do that. If there's no counselor close to you, please raise up your hand so that they can attend to you quickly. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect, below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to this number, +234 915 444 9263. I repeat, +234 915 444 9263. There will be a special meeting, Lunch Hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus today and since the beginning of the program, tomorrow by 3 p.m. It's going to hold at the youth hall, very far back of this field. So make sure you are available there at 3 p.m. tomorrow for this special meeting, Lunch Hour with Jesus. We are waiting for you. Make sure the counselors attend to you. If there's no counselor nearby, please raise up your hand so that they can attend to you very quickly. Counselors, check up the formation on the sheet before you release them. Make sure the name are correctly written, the telephone numbers are correctly entered, and any other information that will help us to make contact with them. Email, if there's any, please put the email there. The man of God is loaded, and this night is your night. You will not miss a miracle. I'm very sure. You will not miss a miracle. And I told you earlier, if you don't come out early after the miracle prayer, you will not have the chance to give your testimony. Because there's a miracle for everyone. There's a miracle for me. There's a miracle for you too. So everyone receiving miracle must give testimony. We are waiting. Brothers and sisters who have come into the kingdom, let's do this, giving information quickly so that we can launch into our miracles.
Yes, I'm listening.
It's immediately after service. And also you find out on the left hand if they are finished.
Okay. The launcher with Jesus will be immediately after the global service. It's going to be after the global service. I want to check up if we are finished filling the form. To my right, if you are finished, please wave, let the counselors wave their hand at me towards my right front. If you are true with the filling of the decision slip, I can't see any hand. We need to get through with this quickly. Front to my right. What about in front of me? Very good. Towards the back of the middle row. If you're finished, let me see your hands. Wave your hand at me so that I can know you are finished. Yes. Can't see any hands. Let's go back to the right. Have you finished? Towards the back? Towards my left, middle. Towards my far left. If you're finished, counselors, please indicate by waving the hands. Let me see the hand, if you are waving it. What about the far left? Far left. Toward the back of the middle row. Counselors, we need to be fast about this. We are hungry for miracles. Far back, middle row. If you are through, please wave at me. Yes, see hand there. Now to the right, far right. If you are finished, if there are no counselors around you and you want to be attended to, you can wave at your hand at me so that I can know that you are not being attended to. What we are doing now is very important. And we have to do it very fast. I've come back to the left row. Counselors, you are through. Please wave your hand at me, please. Yes, I see the hand towards the far left. Yes, now here. The row following the middle one. What about the back? Middle row, back. Middle row. Okay. Now right. The first two roll towards my right. If you are true, please indicate. We can have one, two, three more of the counselors. If I cannot see the hand of the person representing, wave it at me immediately. Two, three hands. Thank you so much. We're through now. Praise the Lord. The man of God is coming with miracles. Be ready.
Praise the Lord. Your miracle has now arrived. You know, you are expecting somebody. That's why you stayed at home. And now the person is knocking. Here I am at the door. You must rise up immediately, open the door, and here you are, a gift of miracle. Here you are, healing, deliverance, manifestation of his power in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Your eyes up, you leave the hand where you have the challenge, you raise up the other hand, and after the final amen checkup, you'll find the miracle was at the door. Now you have opened and you receive. Amen. Blind eyes already opened, short legs already grew out, deaf ears already heard, dumb tongues already spoke, and the people that have arthritis, they couldn't bend, they couldn't stand, they already received miracles. Issue of blood dried up. Who is the next? Amen. Raise up that hand now. We're praying. Father, we thank you that you have assured us you're a faithful God. And your faithfulness is from generation to generation. Your faithfulness from nation to nation. Your faithfulness from one dispensation to the other. And here tonight, we affirm your faithfulness. You cannot fail. You will not fail. Your promises are yea and amen. And Lord, I pray the promise of healing from every sickness, confirm in every life. Every sickness that have been reported to you, every sickness we have exposed to you, and your people, one by one, individually, they say, I don't want this sickness in my body again. I don't want that pain in my body again. I don't want this infirmity in my life again. Lord, I pray, take them away in Jesus' name. Lord, we don't want brain problem, insanity. Take it away. We don't want blindness. Take it away. We don't want deafness or dumbness. Take it away in Jesus' name. We don't want all that swelling in the private place. Take it away in Jesus' name. We don't want cancer. Take it away. We don't want HIV, AIDS, venereal disease. Take it away. We don't want ulcer. Take it away. We don't want any pain in any part of our body. Therefore, Lord, we say, take it away in Jesus' name. We have let, we have departed from the camp of the devil. All the works of the devil, we're free now. We don't want, we're not going to keep any work of the devil. Take it away in Jesus' name. From the top of the head to the tip of the toe, every part in the body, take all those things of disease and darkness and demons and devils away in Jesus' name. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye are free indeed. You're free of sickness, you are free of disease, you are free of that pain, you are free right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your faithfulness has done it. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. Where are you there? It is done. Check up and come. Praise the Lord and come and give glory to the Lord.